Vashon Repertory Theater, Vashon Center for the Arts, and Voice of Vashon present Home, a series of short radio plays for our time. The first play is The Reincarnation of Aunt Ratana by Jermaine Shames, directed by Samantha Sherman, and starring Ming Montgomery as Molly, Emily Bruce as Kate, and Mick Coleman as Mung Bean.
I fed Mung Bean.
Tuna or liver?
Liver. I think he prefers tuna.
Yeah. Did he kind of raise one nostril?
Exactly. The nostril thing. And then he narrowed his eyes like he had me in his sights and would not blink until he'd received a formal apology.
Reminds me of my aunt.
I don't remember you mentioning an aunt.
Ratana, her name is, sees right through people. The family stopped inviting her into their homes. Said her eyes were like two lasers invading their souls.
We'll have to have her over sometime.
She's gone now. Never left her village in Thailand. I met her only once on a family vacation, but the stories.
What kind of stories?
Folk tales, I guess you'd call them. Ratana had, I know it sounds crazy, but she had what today might be called superpowers. At least, that's what people who knew her believe.
What do you believe?
I've heard firsthand accounts, but never gave them much thought until... Don't you find it odd how Mung Bean listens in on our conversations?
What else would he be doing?
Chasing mice, clawing apart family keepsakes, cat stuff. Hey, boy, chill!
So he's a little weird. Where are you going with this?
Do you remember our visit to the cat shelter? How you were drawn to that Siamese calico blend with the elegant neck?
We both were.
But then I got all queasy and had to sit down.
And we ended up in front of Mung Bean's cage.
And he cocked his head and poked his paw through the chain link.
And did the nostril thing.
There's something I never told you. I'd seen Mung Bean before.
At the shelter?
In a dream. Not long before we brought him home.
What sort of dream?
I heard a scratching sound at our front door. And when I opened it, Mung Bean was there, wreathed in white light. Neither of us moved. We barely breathed. The light expanded to engulf us both, and somehow I knew we'd never been strangers. That we were linked, karmically.
You've lost me.
Remember we once spoke about reincarnation?
Vaguely?
Then it shouldn't surprise you that my Aunt Ratana has come back as a cat.
Mung Bean? A witch?
A Mofi. More like a witch doctor.
Right.
I haven't told you about the second dream. There was the same scratching at the door, but this time, when I answered it, Aunt Ratana was crouching on the doorstep. I recognized her by the signature scowl on her crinkled face. Before I could invite her in, she said, "I never much liked cats." It seemed an odd thing to say, but given her reputation, it was then I noticed that she had grown long, silvery claws. She caught me looking at her and clucked her tongue.
And then?
I woke up. My heart was beating so hard, I thought my ribs would splinter.
Your aunt had grown claws? Why would she become the very thing she detested?
To work off bad karma. It was her choice.
Right. And coming home from the shelter with a bad karma cat? Was that our choice?
Either that or a spell. Aunt Ratana was big on spells. Of course, now that Auntie inhabits a cat's body, her powers could manifest differently. But in her village, people went to her for exorcisms.
Isn't this all a bit...
You don't believe me!
Of course I do! I just assumed we were on the same page when it came to esoteric Eastern teachings that have no proven basis in science.
The proof is right in front of us. You said so yourself. This is no ordinary cat.
Okay, so he can be kind of imperious.
Imperious fits Aunt Ratana to a T.
Rescue animals, let's not forget, have a history.
Aunt Ratana could recount lifetimes dating back to the Ice Age.
Mung Bean displays a range of behaviors, many of which, granted, can seem uncannily human.
Exactly.
But don't necessarily make him an ornery reincarnated exorcist. Even if he were, is it unreasonable of me to want an innocuous little furball to curl up with on the sofa when you're busy painting?
Have I been neglecting you?
Doesn't it creep you out? The thought of a witch doctor from another time and place eavesdropping on our conversations, watching us day and night? This is our home, after all, our marriage, not some contrived paranormal reality show.
I hadn't thought of it that way. Aunt Ratana, creepy as she may be, is family.
So is my gun-crazed white supremacist Uncle Harold. You don't see me inviting him to live with us, do you?
Boundaries, huh?
I knew you'd understand.
I suppose we could ask her to leave. There is a ritual. First, we light a candle. Then we stand to either side of Mung Bean and move our hands above his third eye in a circular motion while we exhort the gods to release Aunt Ratana's spirit from Mung Bean's body. Out! Out, spirit! Leave this cat and go free!
Out, spirit! Out!
Sabati!
What does that mean?
I'm wishing the spirit well.
Sabadi! Take care of yourself out there.
Oh, she's going. Quick, open the window. Shoo, Sabadi. Okay, you can close it now. She's gone.
Almost seems too easy. Still, it's nice, isn't it? You, me, and Mung Bean, our own little family again.
Yeah. Very nice.
Whew, all this excitement. But we're good, right?
Good. Yeah.
Sure could use a nap.
Join you in a few. That little charade just now. Ticked off at me, huh, Ratana? I wouldn't blame you. All these stories people tell about you. To be honest, I didn't believe a word of them. Yet here you are. I should never have doubted. But to come back as a cat, well, it will have to be our little secret. Good night, Auntie. You're home now.
The next play is The Birds Are Feeding Me by Rex McGregor, directed by Dara Kennan, and starring Michael Shook as Doug, Amy Broomhall as Kim, and Kat Eggleston as Marion.
Hello there. Please turn on your video. Kim, isn't it?
Yeah? Oh, you're...
Doug Jenkins in apartment 5C.
I recognize you from down in the lobby. Sometimes I see you waiting for the elevator.
It takes forever these days.
One patient at a time.
Passenger.
When people don't take the stairs, I assume they have a disability.
You assume wrong.
Guess I'm too lazy to think of another reason.
Try presentability.
What?
I'm a banker. My work entails video calls with clients. I can't be out of breath or sweaty.
From walking up a few flights?
I'm higher up than you.
Only one floor.
I'm also somewhat older.
All the more need to get fit.
Thanks for your concern. Now,
cardiovascular health is important for seniors.
I'm not in that category yet.
Take the stairs and you'll get there.
I'm in no rush. Anyway, Marion gave me your number.
Is she okay?
Good as gold.
I haven't seen her lately.
She's staying indoors.
At her age, she must be a prime target.
In the vulnerable group.
Does she need someone to do her shopping?
She's arranged deliveries.
Cool.
I'm calling about another matter.
Just say the word. Happy to lend a hand.
That's very kind of you, Kim.
Times like this, neighbors have got to look out for each other.
Absolutely.
How can I help?
I've noticed you feeding birds on your balcony.
So?
They're also landing on mine.
Lucky you!
I hardly know how to ask this, but I...
Do you want tips on feeding them? Crusts cause constipation. Seeds keep them regular.
They do their business on my railing. It dribbles down, leaving a vertical smear on the glass.
The sign of a healthy gut.
I'm trying to be polite.
The stuff washes off easily.
When it's fresh. But if I miss a bit on the far underside of the railing, it soon solidifies.
Want to borrow a hammer and chisel?
Kim, the birds are a nuisance.
Then shoo them away.
I do, but they keep coming back. There's one now. Shoo! Shoo!
They're making you wave your arms. Exercise. It's just what you need.
You need to stop your irresponsible behavior.
Come off it, dude.
I was hoping you'd respond to a friendly chat.
You hoped wrong.
Right. Consider this an official warning.
Ooh.
I mean it.
You can't even scare a sparrow.
I'm on the committee.
Big deal.
We have the power to enforce compliance.
Small pets are allowed.
You're welcome to a canary in a cage.
Birds need to be free.
Fine. Feed them down in the park.
I'm only allowed out for essential shopping and exercise.
Sprinkle seeds while you walk.
I daren't risk that, Doug. The cops have the power to enforce compliance.
Are you prepared to resolve this issue or not?
I guess I could try putting the birds in diapers.
Right. I'm inviting Marion to join this call. Maybe you'll listen to the chairperson.
Have you already squealed on me?
I haven't breathed a word to her yet. I was hoping there'd be no need.
Your hopes keep getting dashed, don't they?
Not in the long run.
Oh, Doug, how lovely of you to call back. Oh, and you're here too, Kim.
Hey, Marion.
Isn't this cozy?
We've been having a talk.
I'm thrilled. I love fostering introductions.
It's been an eye-opener.
Wonderful.
Listen, Marion, I'm sorry to be a wet blanket, but I must raise a delicate matter.
Let me make this easy for you. I'm stepping down as chairperson.
Really?
It's time to pass the baton.
If that's your decision.
For my last act, Doug, I endorse you as my successor.
There'll have to be a vote.
Purely a formality. The committee agree with me. You have the skills and the dedication.
Thank you. I promise I'll always be guided by what's best for the building.
Marion, are you sure you're doing the right thing? For you?
Oh, yes, dear.
You told me after you retired that you needed this role to give your life a sense of purpose.
I was very selfish.
What's changed?
Don't laugh. I've had a revelation. A visitation.
How do you mean?
Not exactly from a flight of angels, but close.
You don't have to explain anything.
I want to. I want to share the miracle.
Go on then.
Until last week, I was extremely depressed, stuck here alone and wallowing in self-pity. Then one day, my French doors were open and a sparrow hopped in right onto the carpet, followed by another one and another, half a dozen or more. I was too stunned to take an accurate count. But the birds moseyed around for a while, chirping, and then they hopped out and flew away. I thought I must have been dreaming. You have to understand, I've lived here for over 40 years and nothing like this has ever happened before. But the next day they came back, and the next, and every day since, staying longer each time. They're so tame, the little darlings. They eat out of my hand.
So you're feeding them?
Only since yesterday. That's not what attracted them. It's as if they sensed my loneliness. You'll think I'm silly, but I've written a poem. And would you like to hear it?
Sure.
I scatter breadcrumbs for the sparrows. I love their revelry. My heart is beset by slings and arrows. The birds are feeding me.
Oh, that's so sweet. Don't you think so, Doug?
I'm not a poetry person.
I hope the committee are. I'm sending a group email rhapsodizing about my experience.
Good for you.
Oh, Kim, Doug's promotion leaves a vacancy. Would you consider stepping in?
What's involved?
Considerable responsibility. Deciding what will be most beneficial to our well-being.
That sounds right up my alley.
There'd need to be a vote.
Don't worry about that. My final recommendation will carry huge weight.
We'll be working together, Doug.
Apparently.
I'll have to get used to the pecking order.
We don't tolerate petty politics. At least we didn't on my watch.
You should still come to the meetings, Marion. As an observer.
What a lovely thought. But I wouldn't want to tread on any toes.
You won't be treading on any toes. You'll be keeping us on our toes. Won't you, Doug?
I have no objection.
Then I accept. That gives me something to look forward to. My blessings just keep coming.
Wait and see. Any day now, expect pigeons.
Next is The Wind Chimes by Trista Baldwin, directed by Charlotte Tinken, and starring Kate Dowling as Sarah and Michael Shook as Tom.
I think of that sound, coming home, parking in the gravel drive, walking along the uneven stones between the walls of nettles, the smell of blackberries in the summer, even in the dark. The sound of home.
We bought it together.
He was always there.
Homebody, I guess you'd say.
In the same chair.
She'd come home late.
I like to go out.
Social butterfly.
Meet with friends, local pub.
That was before.
Of course, everything's changed.
It wasn't that big of a shift.
A huge change for all of us.
Life went on, rather the same, except that she was home more.
Tried to resurrect the garden.
Outside. But home.
Almost forgot what the exit looked like. Entranceway, rock pathway, tall nettles, tangled in blackberries. I should have planted there.
Seeds. She bought all these seeds from online. I saw the postal guy more than anyone else.
He didn't want me going to the store.
From the window, of course. I've been very careful.
I've never heard him talk more about being a diabetic.
I'm a diabetic, so I have
pre-diabetic. He's not symptomatic.
Everyone should be careful.
The pub closed. The grocery store shut early.
Sarah was careful, at first.
Zoom happy hour was fine, the first time.
Then she starts pacing the floors.
I don't understand. understand how someone can sit in exactly the same place for so many hours in one day.
She said that to me.
I gotta get out of here.
Took the reusable grocery bags like it's any other day.
I need something. Ice cream.
Where's your mask?
Right here.
We can get it delivered, Sarah.
It will melt. Ice cream melts.
Please don't touch anything.
All right. Goodbye. It brought out something in him that was already there.
I'd ignored her risk-taking.
Stay home, Sarah. It was his dream come true.
I realize this now. How I ignored the driving after maybe one too many drinks. The going a year without any health insurance. The parking in the handicap spot if she's making a quick stop.
Controlling.
Irresponsible.
This is where it hit me. In the gravel with my Americone ice cream and the one roll of toilet paper the store would sell. And I hear those wind chimes. And I just start crying.
She's been at the store for at least an hour. Comes back, her eyes swollen red.
Because I realize I'm just holding on for the house, for stability.
What happened? Are you all right?
What is stability but an illusion?
The pandemic is hard on everyone.
Is it hard on you?
Of course it's hard on me.
How is it hard on you?
It's frightening.
You're scared?
Of course.
What are you scared of?
Getting sick?
Dying?
Yes, of course.
I don't think I'm afraid to die.
What happened at the store? Did you go in without a mask?
I had a goddamn mask on, Tom. This is not about wearing a mask.
This is about how you can't adhere to
things. Adhere?
Rules. Common sense precautions.
I covered myself in hand sanitizer.
I've allowed things to slip.
What things?
You're drinking.
Are you kidding me?
The driving.
You have a problem with my driving?
You take unnecessary risks.
What are necessary risks?
Jumping out of the airplane if it's on fire.
Is the airplane on fire?
That's not what I meant.
It's not dying that scares me. It's living wrong that scares me.
What's wrong?
What is it you like about that chair?
What chair?
The one you always sit in. I'm sorry.
You don't have peace inside you.
I have peace when I'm with people. Talking, hearing their stories, learning things from their stories.
You can't sit with yourself.
Maybe.
You can't sit.
The ice cream melts in the paper bag while we argue. We don't do this. We're not a couple that fights. Maybe we should be a couple that fights. Maybe fighting is fire. Maybe nice is a glacier. Maybe I'm furniture. Maybe he's an appliance.
She looks so far away.
What do you want?
Be here with me? Make a plan?
What's the plan? What do you want to plan?
I told you, we should get things delivered.
We get everything delivered. We sanitize the canned goods. We let it sit for 24 hours before we can take a can opener to it.
That's what I want.
That's it?
We just have to get through this.
What about before?
What do you mean?
Were you happy? Content?
Sure, yeah.
Sure?
Were you?
I was able to distract.
You're having anxiety.
I don't think it's anxiety.
It's normal.
I think it's normal for you, being at home, being isolated.
I love our home.
I love it too.
Your garden is coming along.
Maybe we'll have zucchini.
She's a good cook. That's one
He's
thing.
He's great for Scrabble.
Competitive, that's
I
fun.
I do love a good game.
Smart.
We used to talk more. We must have. Maybe it was sex. What did you like about me?
I like a lot of things about you.
When we first met?
Your long hair.
That's what you noticed?
We met dancing.
Did we?
No, that's when I first saw you. You were dancing.
I was with someone else.
I didn't notice. Just you.
I guess I wanted to break in.
Fell hard.
Why? What did I think was inside you?
You called me your oyster.
Pearl?
I didn't care what you called me.
Why not?
I hardly remember what you said.
Why me?
It happened. It doesn't matter how. In retrospect,
it felt easy.
I wonder if I could have
said something. Easy to break.
Or said less.
What was already broken.
This was our
home. I didn't know how much was whole. how much more there was to break.
Where are you going?
To a friend's.
Which friend?
I'll figure it out.
You can't come back until you...
Until what?
What if you get sick?
I can't stay here like this.
You're spoiled. You know that, don't you?
Right.
You could never have bought this house on your own.
Spoiled little wife? Really?
I worked for you to make a life for you.
What part of this is my life?
Don't you dare start...
Blackmail me? Say that your soul-sucking online job you do from your easy chair is just to get me a nice kitchen?
You love that kitchen.
It's a goddamn dream kitchen.
What do you want, Sarah?
It looks good on paper. This life together.
It's a pandemic, and she's packing a suitcase.
I want to be able to stay.
The lettuce was pushing through the dirt. I remember the little green rose.
Once you know something, you can't unknow it.
The smell of her in the sheets, her side cold.
Home was out with my friends. Home was talking about life, about change, laughing over pain, crying because it was all too beautiful, driving, that movement.
I have my chair by the window.
I don't want anything.
Same beautiful view.
Except the wind chime.
I'd like to keep it.
I'm not asking for anything else.
The wind chime is part of the property. It's something we purchased together.
I'm not saying it hasn't been ours. I'm saying I would like it to be mine.
I'm fond of it.
It feels like mine.
I'd like it.
It's the one thing.
I'd like it to stay.
I'm taking it with me.
No.
Tom.
I said no.
It's the one thing. The only thing I'm asking.
The toaster oven, the fan, the clock, that picture of the... If you're actually leaving, I'd really like you
Tom,
to take that.
All I want is the wind chime.
Please take your things.
They're going in boxes.
Please remove them from the house.
I don't want anything else.
It's part of the grounds.
The grounds?
Petty.
Me?
Do you see me packing my bags because I feel a little uncomfortable? Because the pandemic is hard and I want to run away?
That's not...
I made a promise. I made a home.
You did.
I don't break my word.
You don't even like me. Tom.
Hummingbird feeder.
That's yours.
You can have it.
Tom.
It's settled.
It's the sound.
I packed some things.
I've looked around, hardware stores, trying them out.
Spatula, you'll
Nothing
need that.
Else sounds like home.
Let go of that.
Tom, don't just give me
give that. This is my home.
You can have the bed, my mother's old table, years of my stupid life.
Do not.
Hollowed out pieces of wood. I've got these pieces in my hand. Tom's crying.
She took everything.
This one thing.
I don't know why.
It's all I wanted.
I don't even know why.
I've strung it back together, lined up the wood like I remembered, tested the sound. I'm staying in the guest room of my friends like some adolescent, some limbo. But I got it. I got the sound right.
Maybe I'm waiting.
Home.
Maybe I've always been.
Just a vibration through the air.
Next up is Monica Speaking by Jean Rebick, directed by Charlotte Tinkin and starring Cato Kane as Brianna, Tammy Brockway-Joyce as Monica, Sarah Overman as Janice, Yuto Yawata as Nico, Rowan Bro as Jared, and Jeannie Doherty as Mom.
Monica, was there a problem with 8524? You didn't record anything, and the log says your call lasted 9.2 minutes.
Oh, no, Brianna. Just the usual with password resetting, computer phobia, old age, you know, whole package.
Oh, that's great. Can you see me rolling my eyes? No, you can't because you're facing your screen. I wish we could charge people for being incompetent. TikTok, people! Time's the stream I go fishing in, and oh, how shallow it is.
Wonderful. Our new supervisor knows Thoreau.
Thank
you for calling Homebase Insurance Company. Our quotes hit the others out of the ballpark. This is Monica speaking. How may I assist you today?
Monica, it only took 3 calls to get you this time.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mrs. Hughes.
Janice,
they're really tight about time here, and they monitor every call as soon as we enter any information. I might have to hang up on you again. So it's an insulated 3-car garage.
Exactly. It must have added at least $10,000 to the cost of the home. Plus, it's plenty of space for both of us, you know, but it is his territory. All these tools and balls and rackets and saw horses. Who really needs to have saw horses around?
And the 3 bedrooms, I mean, in addition to the master.
Already used. We're both working from home, so that's 2 offices, and the other is some sort of male gaming room now. There's lots of screens and gadgets and empty beer cans. I stopped going in there.
With an adjusted gross income of over $200,000, it would seem
Monica,
like...
Monica, it's just not that simple.
But what you're asking for, I mean, everyone processes grief in their own way, and lots of people hold on to possessions.
I've tried.
But in the course of your marriage, I mean, with a square footage of 3,500 and a half-acre lot, your husband, he's an accumulator, and you're a saver. There's a difference.
Yes, but it's been 2 years since we lost Kaylee. She was only 4. She just didn't have many things.
I know. And in that time, your husband's been filling spaces with more and more stuff, more distractions for himself, while you just want to hold on to her things, to the past.
It really feels like the beginning of something big, like a rip that turns into a tear until you're looking at 2 pieces of material where there used to be 1.
It's been a pleasure to assist you, Mrs. Hughes. I hope you feel you've hit a grand slam with us. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, everyone, let's not get frittered away by the details. Just the essentials for a preliminary quote. Get them hooked. All good, Monica?
Yeah, thanks, Brianna. Thank you for calling Homebase Insurance Company. Our quotes hit the others out of the ballpark. This is Monica speaking. How may I assist you today?
Finally, your voice is nice to hear.
Oh, you don't sound any better.
I might be. I never get your email with the estimate.
I know, that website is a pig, and no one picks up the phone at these government agencies, but I've almost got your forms filled out, Nico, and since there's no deadline to worry
about... No deadline? I have mortgage, food, insurance.
Of course. The good news is it looks like you could receive half your average take-home pay. And could you give me the last 4 digits of your social security number, please, Mr. Ron?
More. You say you already filled out the forms. 4729.
Thank you, sir. I know. It's my supervisor. She's on the prowl today.
Prowl?
Never mind. Nico, I should get the paperwork submitted tonight, and then it's just a matter of waiting. And checking your balance. I set it up for them to put it right into your bank account.
I do not receive checks for unemployment?
Unemployment, no. No, you won't receive any checks. The woman at the agency told me you should start seeing the money in your account in about 2 weeks. In the meantime, try to take advantage of the time off. Hang out with your wife, play outside with your adorable kids. Nico?
They with her sister now.
Oh, well, later then, when they're back.
In Seattle.
Oh. Oh, Nico. I'm so glad we could help you, Mr. Ron. It's been a pleasure to assist you. I hope you feel you've hit a grand slam with us. Have a great rest of your day.
Monica.
Yes, Brianna.
I don't mean to interrupt your social hour, but 4729, still getting quotes for a tiny rambler. You should have had that sealed up a long time ago.
Totally, things just got a little messed up when he got laid off.
We'll offer him the deferred payments for the first 3 months. That should give him time to land on his feet.
I'm trying to help him avoid higher fees and penalties. I think his wife and kids had to move out. He could lose his home.
Oh, hard times. 10 till closing, everyone. Tick tock.
Thank you for calling Homebase Insurance Company. Our quotes hit the others out of the ballpark. This is Monica speaking. How may I assist you today?
Hey, I just wanted to check on something with our policy.
Is this a claim for an existing policy, sir?
What do you mean?
Are you calling about a homeowner's policy you already have with us, sir?
Oh, yeah, we already have it.
All right, then. If you'll hold one moment, I'll be able to transfer you to one of our customer service reps who can help you.
Monica, it's Jared. Jared, we talked last week.
About a home? Last week. Jared. Oh, you're the kid. Sorry. I mean, you're 17.
It's okay. It's my parents' policy, actually.
I know. And how did they react? Did you tell them? I don't see a claim filed yet.
Reminder team, ride that train. Don't let it ride you.
Yes, sir, that would include water damage from any kinds of spills caused by you or your guests in your home. Sorry, my supervisor. Are you doing okay, Jared?
Don't they record these calls for quality control purposes?
No, that's just a bunch of crap they tell incoming callers. It's supposed to make people feel self-conscious so they don't yell at us when they're denied coverage.
Hmm.
So, did they kick you out? Tell me you don't have to pay for the whole thing.
Does it work?
What?
The quality control. Do people stop yelling at you?
Oh, no.
I just wanted to say thanks again for the talk last week. You were really nice. I spend a lot of time at home now, just thinking, you know.
Yeah, I think we all do that, Jared. If I didn't get to be at the office part-time, I am glad to hear your policy's working out for you, sir. It's been a pleasure to assist you. I hope you feel you've hit a grand slam with us. Have a great rest of your day.
Monica.
Yes, Brianna.
That last call, 2539, another existing account. No changes, no upgrade, no bundling. Your log says customer inquiry.
I thought it was going to go somewhere, maybe increase the property damage.
Miss Congeniality.
Thank you for calling Homebase Insurance Company. Our quotes hit the others out of the ballpark. This is Monica speaking. How may I assist you today?
Monica, I see it's Monica.
Hi, can you speak more clearly, please?
Monica?
I'm having a hard...
If you're on
your smartphone, you don't need it next to your mouth.
I understand.
Make sure you're not covering the...
Okay,
Mom. Stop driving.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, that's much better. Mom, why are you driving?
Well, I'm not really driving.
Mom, I could hear the engine.
I shut it off.
But you were driving.
Not really. Well, I decided to... It wasn't a good idea. So I turned back and I thought, if you have time after work, I mean, if you could just...
Of course, you shouldn't be going anywhere. What do you need?
Well, honey, you know, I haven't seen you in a while and I really didn't want to worry you, but the muscle spasms, they've gotten really worse lately.
Sure, I'll be happy to look that up for you. Mom, I saw you last week, and they're not going to refill your prescriptions like that anymore. We've already changed pharmacies, and the last time they said you'd have to wait longer in between. They keep all that on file.
I know, but I spoke with a girl at Walmart, and she suggested a new doctor.
Mom, you've already changed GPs and chiropractors.
I know, but I met with this new doctor.
No, no, that's no problem at all. Met? Did you drive there?
No. It was a teleconference. Anyway, this new doctor, she's a psychiatrist.
Keep going till closing, everybody.
Okay, so you found a crooked shrink who's the go-to for quick prescriptions?
She already called it in. And I thought, if you could pick it up on your way home,
Mom.
I mean, it's... Or I could ask someone else, maybe TJ.
Mom. Do not get the old boyfriend involved in this. It's bad enough as it is.
Honey, I don't know what you mean. It's bad enough. Are you still judging?
No, Mom, I just...
Because I was injured at a job I did for 30 years? You know I can't make the pain go away. If I could, I would.
I know.
But I can't sleep because it gets worse every night. I wake up and I think I'm 68 and I just...
And what?
I need my medication.
Remember the 3 P's, everybody. Perform, produce, and produce more. Let's maximize those existing accounts.
Yes, I think I know just what you need. Mom, your medication, it's not yours. You've made it yours. You haven't lived without it for ages. And you can stop calling it medication, like it's some kind of helpful cure.
You don't think you're being just a little judgmental?
Mom, it's OxyContin.
I don't take that anymore.
Whatever. They all have codeine in them. Whatever brand or version you switch to. And you're using your daughter.
Using my daughter?
Because you can't drive to the pharmacy. Mom, it's running your life. It's running...
It's not running my life.
Can you really say that, Mom? Really? When was the last time you spoke to Lynn? When was the last time you took a walk?
Honey, you know it's hard.
Do you enjoy food? Do you enjoy reading or listening to music? Every time I'm there, you're either sleeping or watching programs.
I have to sleep during the day.
And you're moody or tuned out. I might as well not even be there, except that you need your medication. I gotta go, Mom.
Honey,
Thank you for calling Homebase Insurance Company. Our quotes hit the others out of the ballpark. This is Monica speaking. Can you hold, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Honey, I'm always glad
Mom,
when you're...
Mom, it's all hurting you and me.
You? Well, what's causing you pain?
Helping you.
Tick-tock, everybody. Almost closing time.
And maybe another night,
I gotta go, Mom.
Okay, but Monica,
Bye, Mom. Thank you for...
transferred that last one, Monica. The potential client. The one you put on hold.
I'm so sorry. I was just...
You were chatting with your mom. 8791. You didn't log any changes to her policy. Come on, Monica. Family is our most valuable asset. I've sold and upgraded more policies for family members than for any other client base per capita.
I know. She just needed me to grab some things on the way home. I didn't mean to...
Waste time. Lose a client. Get paid for personal calls. You know, when I started here, I thought you were someone with a great deal of professionalism. Someone who cared.
Brianna,
We should see measurable results from 64% of incoming calls to this division, Monica. Can you show any measurable results for today?
I'm not sure.
And your mum? Oh, I know. I've got one, too. It's a pain when they age and they get so needy. But that's what families are for. Let everyone else jump in and help her until it's obviously your turn.
I don't have a big family. It's just my mom and me.
Well, that's very generous of you, Monica. But you can't use company time to help your mum, even if she is using...
My mom? What?
Well, you
what
just are... told her so yourself.
You...
Hear most of your conversations. It's my job. Look, this division is for people who love sales. You don't love sales, Monica. You love people.
I always thought that was...
Go home. Get some rest. Work on your resume. Well, let me get that one. Anyone calling this late is desperate, and I don't want to lose another prospect.
Brianna, I really do...
Go home, Monica. Thank you for calling Homebase Insurance Company. Our quotes hit the others out of the ballpark. This is Brianna speaking. How may I assist you today?
Hi. Is Monica there?
Next is Glory, Glory, Vanish by Eva Suter, directed by Brian Willis, starring Brian Terrell as Eric, Mick Coleman as Leaf, Rowan Breaux as Red, and with live sound effects by students from the Academy of International Education.
The sea.
The sea.
The sea.
In my day, I've had lovers.
Many lovers.
Many, many lovers.
A few.
I mean, many, 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 many lovers.
As I said, in my day, I've had lovers.
Many.
Yes, as I said, in my day, I've had lovers. Many lovers with soft skin and coarse tongues and the reverse with kind hearts and sharp wits and the opposite with ample breast and little promise and the... What was I saying?
You've had lovers?
He's had lovers.
I've had lovers, but none, not a one compares to this.
To what?
He means the boat, the sky, the salt.
I mean the sea.
The sea.
The sea.
If she was a woman, this sea, I would grab her forcefully by her broad shoulders and take her right here on the deck of our boat. And the woman that is this sea would moan, tiny moans that sounded of seals and seagulls. And she, the boat, would creak in time with our fearless lovemaking. If she was a woman, this sea.
I would caress her cheek and whisper sweet nothings into her ears. If she was a woman, this sea, I would tell her sweet things, sweet nothing things. I would wander my hands down her sides, across her breasts, nibble her neck, lead her gingerly to the beach, and take her as the waves crashed at our feet. And all the tiny creatures of the sands and palms
would stand gawk-eyed and awed at our lovemaking. And she, the sea, would cry out like a wild dog at apex. If the sea was a woman and could do such things.
If she, the sea.
What would be crashing?
What?
What?
At your feet, at the beach, with the woman who would be the sea. If the sea was a woman, what would make the waves?
Well, of course, the... Oh.
Has young Red made a point there?
It's irrelevant. He thinks far too literally.
Yes, I might agree. Young Red could use to invest in some imagination.
Yes, he could. Tell us. Tell us what you would do with sea. If she, the sea, was indeed a woman with whom you could take and do things, huh?
If the sea...
The sea.
The sea.
If the sea was a woman, I would... Well, I would... If the sea was...
Yes, you would what? Is it so easy now? Is it?
Let him try.
If the sea was a woman... If she were not the sea, and in fact was a woman of flesh and blood with whom one could do things, I would take her dancing.
And then?
And then?
And then I'd ask her if she had a nice time. And then I'd take her back to her home before curfew. And if she had a nice time, I'd ask her to go out again sometime. And if she said she would, then maybe we would go for a walk in the park or some such thing. And if she was willing, we would go out on many such outings. And with her father's permission, someday we would marry and...
Stop!
Stop!
Stop! You can't go on talking of marrying the sea.
Even if she was...
Even if...
Especially if...
Oh.
Even if... Especially if, son, you cannot bogart the sea. It's simply indecent.
Disgusting.
Oh. Ugh. We've been out some time.
Yes, we have.
Not to say that that's a problem.
Why would it be a problem?
No, I said not to say that.
But why would it be a problem?
No, I only said...
But why?
I only... The sea.
The sea.
The sea.
Eric. We've been out here a while, which is not a problem, because we all love this place. The sky, the salt water, all of it.
Yes, all of it, and what of it?
Where are we going? Not to say I mind simply being adrift, but you've never said exactly, I mean, where are we going?
Where are we going, he asks. Huh, I say, huh! To that. The nerve! The honor!
I don't know.
What?
Exactly. I don't know exactly where we're going.
But you said...
I know.
And you told us...
It was a secret, lies, I have to admit.
Oh.
But not completely.
Not completely?
Not completely.
You see, there was this woman.
A real woman?
Yes.
Not a metaphor.
No. Very real indeed. She was, in fact, my lover. And she had a gift for dreams.
Kind of dreams.
One morning, she woke with a start and looked at me.
Eric, you must go.
Was that it?
Where, I asked.
Away. From here.
Really?
Oh, yes. I've had this dream, you see. You need to go to sea and follow the signs to your destiny.
Where?
There will be signs. Now, hurry. Go! Now!
You're sure of this?
Absolutely! Now! Go now! Time is of the essence.
Goodbye, my love.
Oh, yes. Goodbye, my... You. Goodbye, you.
And so I left in search of adventure and destiny. And I went to the harbor and looked to find passage on a vessel, but couldn't find anything. So I... stole this number from a large man named Sven, I think. Gods may he never find me. And then I went to the dock and found you two, who signed on with naught but promise of adventure and destiny.
And riches.
Yeah, there was that.
And riches.
Beyond our wild... Oh, and women.
You did talk about women. Real, non-metaphor women.
Well.
Well.
I have a confession to make.
A what?
You what?
When I agreed to come aboard this boat, I knew...
You knew?
I knew that... The boat was stolen.
You did?
And that you could not be secure in your promises of riches and women.
You did?
Because I had had a dream.
Like the woman?
Like my woman?
No, not like that. I actually had a dream.
She did?
No.
She said?
But...
No. I had a dream, and in it, there was a woman.
A real woman.
No. It was a dream.
Was she your lover?
No.
Ah. Ha ha!
In the dream, she told me I would go to sea in a tiny boat for some quarter year in 12 nights. And at the end of the 12 nights, we would be at sea no longer. An icy pinnacle would appear, and we would find ourselves in a new land. A land that none of our kind has seen before or set foot. That would be vast and full of wonders. That we would send word and others would follow, a few, a village, a settlement, and we would become rich on the bounty of this new place, this new land, and we would be legend.
That sounds nice. I always wanted to be a legend.
I always wanted to be rich.
It would be hard, but good. With the bounty of the land, the bounty of the sea, the women. Legendary. But not permanent. After some time, we would disappear into the ice. The village, the women, the bounty, us. Gone. With nothing but bits of rubbish left behind to remember us. They will say, we simply vanished.
Vanished?
That doesn't sound so nice.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
What's today?
By my figure, about the 11th afternoon after the first quarter year.
Well then.
Well then.
Well then.
Destiny on the horizon, huh?
It might appear so.
Glory, glory, vanish, huh?
Yup.
That doesn't sound so appealing, come to think of it.
Well,
it was only a dream. It could be wrong.
I really doubt it.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
When we see it, we turn the other way. And, you know, just stay adrift with the...
Sea. Well, that may be what you think.
I doubt it.
But it could.
It could be worth a try.
There's no harm in trying.
Stay adrift forever if we can. If we must vanish, let it be with the sea.
With... The sea.
The sea.
The sea.
In my day, I've had lovers.
Many lovers.
You sure did.
Our next play is Boy by Chris Eli Block, directed by Chris Basha, and starring Ronnie Hill as Derek and Rowan Breaux as Quinn.
Good evening from Washington, where the heart of the Capitol has been filled today with African-American men, a huge crowd, hundreds of thousands, young and old, from all corners of the country, here to participate in ceremonies of celebration, atonement, protest, here to be praised and challenged by black preachers and politicians, poets, and entertainers. At the end of the day, a long, passionate, and confrontational speech from the controversial leader of this march, Minister Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam. Farrakhan spoke beyond this audience, directly challenging President Clinton. We begin tonight with NBC's Robert Hager.
Hey, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Have you eaten?
I will when I feel like it.
Well, Mom left some leftovers in the fridge, so you can warm it up. It's still good, and I'll be back.
Well, hold on now. Where the hell do you think you're going?
Out
Out?
Out.
Out where? It's late.
To see friends. I'll be fine.
I didn't ask if you'll be fine. I asked where the hell you were going. And last time I checked, on the list of acceptable responses, didn't include out.
I'm going to a friend's house.
A friend's house?
Yeah.
Then why can't you wait till morning to see him at school?
Cause
what?
Didn't you hang out with friends when you were my age?
I sure did. On weekends. Or in school. Hey, maybe even after school. But on a weekend night after the sun went down? I might have been brave enough to try it over the summer, but my daddy would have whooped my ass to pieces if I tried doing a school year.
Well, sorry, but times have changed.
Well, they sure have. It's gotten more dangerous out there than ever before. You go out in the streets and God knows what could happen to you. It's a jungle out there.
I'll be okay. It's like a block away.
You're persistent.
I just know there's nothing wrong with wanting to hang out.
And you've got some nerve.
I'm just saying.
Whose house is this?
It's not even about that.
That's not what I asked you.
Okay, what do you want to know?
I already asked my question.
Besides that.
One at a time, son. Answer my question.
I forgot the question.
Whose house is this?
Yours.
Thank you.
And Ma's.
Boy.
I was raised to be honest. I am being honest.
Well, your mama ain't here right now. So, right now, at this moment, it's no one's house but mine.
I'm not sure that's how it works.
I didn't ask you.
But you did. You asked whose house this was.
That's beside the point. In fact, that's not the point at all. This little visit that you think is so damn necessary is the point. You're not about to roll out of here like you own the place.
It's not a big deal.
To you, it is to me.
Why?
Because it's not safe. A boy looking like you. A boy who belongs to a man looking like me. A woman looking like your mother.
It's a block away, Pops. Everybody who lives in that radius is most likely black too.
That doesn't make it any safer. They're beating guys out there, killing them.
Dad. This is important.
It's not to me.
It is to me.
Why? Give me a reason. A good one. Then I'll let you go.
You messing with me?
Nope. One good reason. I'm all ears.
It's just something that's gotta be done now.
Why can't it be done in the morning or tomorrow afternoon?
It can't.
Reason?
It just can't.
Not good enough. Losing the game so far.
We can't be friends like we are in public.
You're not making a lick of sense here.
Just, I can't tell you, Pops. Either let me go or tell me to go back to my room.
What happened to you?
What?
This isn't you, son. Y'all closed up and secretive. You used to tell me everything.
Well, I'm not a kid anymore.
That doesn't mean you gotta be a monk and not say anything.
You wouldn't understand.
Try me.
I can't.
That's crazy. I've been through it all.
Yeah, not this.
How can you be sure?
Well, you know, if you have, it's gonna be even more confusing than it already is. Trust me.
I can't trust you if you lie to me.
I'm not lying.
You are. Keeping secrets is basically lying.
It's not.
It is. That's what my daddy told me. A man who's afraid to be open is a closed soul. A liar.
That's it. That's...
What? Just...
Nothing.
Oh, see? Here we go again.
You can't relate. Things are different. People are different.
Different people can understand different people.
Maybe I'm afraid.
Of what?
Of what you'll do if I tell you.
Did you murder somebody?
No.
Sling dope?
Jesus Christ.
So what are you afraid of?
No. I think you'd kill me.
Boy, you best be lying.
No, I'm not saying that.
Don't ever say that.
You asked.
You can't even look at me.
Dad.
I never laid a hand on you.
I know.
Never even threatened you.
I know, it's just uncomfortable.
Look, there's no one here but us. You wasted more time saying nothing than talking to your own blood.
Dad.
I put everything on the line for you, my whole life. You know why your mother works as hard as she does? Why I'm here with you?
Yeah, you've told me.
Because I worked 3 jobs, 4 jobs, till my whole body gave out.
Yeah, because that's what men do.
Damn right that's what men do.
Well, then maybe I'm not a man.
What?
At least not the one that you want me to be.
Stop talking riddles, boy. I am your father.
Yeah, and we're different.
Well, that's inevitable.
I can't.
Don't turn your back on me. When you do, you make me feel like a failure.
I'm the failure.
You make me feel like I've done something to you where you don't feel right talking to me.
You don't want to know who I am.
Like I missed something along the way.
Sir?
Sir?
My friend?
Yeah?
Is more than a friend.
Oh, man. See? See, that's all you had to say. You're trying to get your pimp on. Excuse me for asking. I'm not trying to step on your toes, brother.
It's not a her.
What was that, son?
Nothing.
Look, I thought we were past that.
Okay. I said it's not a her.
What do you... Oh.
I knew it.
No, how long?
Look, I'll just go to my room.
Why can't we talk?
Because we can't! Not you and me. Not really.
Why not?
Because you won't understand. There is no way. You tell me about your father and his father before him as if they're these untouchable superheroes I need to strive to be like.
But those are stories.
Yeah, but you do the same thing about yourself. It's all about how hard you worked, how strong you are, the things you do, and that's... It's just not me.
That doesn't mean that you're not worth it.
Like, I can't be your football star. I can't even be seen in the hallway with the guy that I love.
Are you saying you're in love?
I'm sorry.
Don't.
Yeah. I'm in love.
That's good. About me.
See, this is exactly what you do every single...
Your mother was my first love, and my last, my only. That's something special. The world was different then, too. Don't define yourself based on me. We had you young. We didn't have any idea what the hell to do with this body, this soul we had created. We tried our best, and I promise you, you ain't failed us for a second. I admit, you got those strikes adding up against you. You choosing to do a lot of things that people don't vibe with in an unforgiving world. But that don't make you weak. No, son. That makes you stronger than I've ever been. You can leave.
You're kicking me out?
No. Good God. You can go to the guy's house.
Really?
For 1 hour. And I don't care what body parts you like. If you come back into my house late, I'll whoop your whatever ass.
Yes, 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 sir.
All right. Have a good one. I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Why me?
For being braver than I could ever be. For loving harder than I could ever love. Don't stop being you. Because there's half of you, there's half of me in there somewhere, and I know that half is strong. Show your strength however you feel you should.
See you in an hour?
That's right. And hey, that means 1 hour from when you walk out that door. Hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right.
One more thing.
Your time's ticking, boy.
Can I give you a hug? Or do you prefer a handshake?
I'll always be here to give you a hug. Go on.
Okay. I'll be back.
I know you will.
Oh.
Then Farrakhan talked directly to President Clinton.
We are a wounded people, but we are being healed. But President Clinton, America is also wounded. And there's hostility now in the great divide between the people. Socially, the fabric of America is being torn apart. And it's black against black, black against white, white against black, yellow against brown, brown against yellow. We are being torn apart. And we can't gloss it over with nice speeches, my dear Mr. President.
And finally, Meals on Wheels by Bill Wood, directed by Charlotte Tinkin, and starring Susan McCabe as Nancy, Gina Doherty as Sylvia, and Paul Shapiro as Roger.
Hi, guys. It's dinner time. Chicken pot pie, mashed potatoes, beets in a nice dill sauce.
Oh, look, Roger, chocolate bread pudding.
With Edward's special bourbon hard sauce.
Now, Nancy, you know Sylvia can't hold her liquor.
Whoopee! Thank you so much, Nancy. You're a dear.
Don't get up, Roger. I can see myself out. You two have a lovely evening.
Bye, Nancy. Can I talk to you?
Not now, we're eating.
When then?
Sometime when I'm not eating.
Well, then you're reading, you're watching old movies, knitting.
You'll work it out, honey.
I want a divorce.
Didn't I say not now?
The food is cold anyway.
Well, of course it's cold if you don't eat it. Eating and talking are both mutually exclusive activities of the mouth. They cannot and should not be performed at the same time. No wonder you have reflux.
No doctor ever told me this.
You know, we should do the way they do in monasteries and have silent meals. Have you ever heard of reflux in a monastery?
I don't know anything about monasteries. Anyway, the food is cold.
There's the microwave, right over there.
Oh. I want to marry someone else.
You're not going to let me eat. You're going to insist on talking about this.
I want to marry someone else.
Honey, you're 93 years old.
So are you.
Fine. Maybe I'll get married again, too. Do you know how uninteresting cold chocolate bread pudding is?
There's the microwave right over there.
Are we done now?
If you got married again, who would it be?
This is ridiculous. People die at 93. They don't get divorced.
But who would it be?
What does it matter? You'd be married to someone else, too.
But who?
You're like a dog with a bone.
What dog?
You. You're the dog.
Not the one in our room.
You're going off, Roger.
Oh, you're asleep. I don't think you see him. I think he's the dog from next door.
There's no dog next door.
Sure there is. Some kind of terrier.
There's no dog.
He never stays long. He just comes in and stays in the corner under the window for a while, and then he leaves. He seems unhappy.
How can you tell?
I don't hear you.
How can you tell if the dog is unhappy?
Well, he never wags his tail. It just sort of hangs there. Of course, he's small. Small dogs are happier, I think, by and large.
Nancy.
What? I'm not hearing you.
Nancy, that's who I'd marry if I wasn't married to you.
Nancy? Our Nancy? Meals on Wheels, Nancy?
Such a lovely girl. Such a caring person.
But you're not a lesbian.
I'm 93 years old. I'm anything I want to be.
Have you seen my,
What?
I think I saw them somewhere.
What?
There was that dark girl up at the lake. Were you involved with her?
What dark girl? What lake?
She had big breasts.
They always do. I can't imagine why you married me.
I had my eye on her, too.
I don't know what dark girl you're talking about. Or maybe I do.
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean Nancy.
What Nancy?
I had my eye on her, too.
Meals on Wheels, Nancy?
Well, you said yourself she was...
That's why you're divorcing me, Nancy?
No.
All right. Can I finish my dinner now?
You have this fetish about eating.
Roger, I am going into the other room if you don't shut up.
It's Janelle.
What's Janelle?
I think she always had a soft spot for me.
My sister Janelle?
She always had that glow, you know?
Yeah, I know. Her brandy blush.
You shouldn't.
You're telling me you want to divorce me after 68 years of marriage to marry my alcoholic, bipolar sister. I get it. The breaths.
Have you seen my...
Well, you probably won't need a divorce, seeing as how Janelle's been dead for 10 years.
Some might say that...
Honey, your nose is running.
Well, where are the tissues? They're never where you need them.
Behind the sugar bowl.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
In the vestry at Janelle's wedding, you were crying, weren't you?
Crying? I don't think so. Oh, so long ago.
You couldn't have just waited till I died to tell me this?
I miss the lovemaking.
Well, I'm sure it'll be much better with a dead person.
Sometimes you seem so cruel.
Roger, I don't know what you're talking about. You want to divorce me to marry my dead sister? Did you take your pills today?
Sometimes I just can't talk to you.
Would that this were one of those times. Do you know what the mere mention of the name Janelle does to me? Do you know how happy I was when she died? Yes, you do. You know all of this. So this conversation is just inexcusable, besides being over.
Reflux.
Breathe through your nose.
Bathroom.
Are you all right? Roger? Roger?
There you are. Janelle, honey, I spoke to Sylvia. I think it's going to be okay.
It'll be fine, Roger. It'll be fine. Why don't we put the pudding in the microwave?
Oh.
Many thanks to the Northwest Playwrights Alliance, Michael Golan Johnson, Amy Broomhall, and Gabriel Dawson for sound effects, Susan McCabe as stage manager, Kendra Phillips for dramaturgy, and for the closing song, Home, by Kat Eggleston.
Would you go if you could? Back over years long past to a house that stood by gray water on green grass and the age you are, your folks were then. The kitchen table was level with your chin. If someone gave you the power, would you go home? Would you take, if you could, a single hour or day from the hard to the good? What do you think you'd say? The bedtime book, the birthday cake, your mother's gift, your dad's mistake. If someone gave you the power, would you go home? Would you find, if you could, who might have dropped the ball? Was it blows or words? One fall, if you had the chance to get revenge, would you take the sword or make amends? If someone gave you the power, if someone gave would you go home?